As promised, Whoa, Whoa, Land, it's time for your latest scam of the week. And we hook up every week at this time with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana to bring you this segment. So joining us live right now, we've got Nicole Thomas from the BBB. Hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
Okay, I got to be honest. I got your email today regarding what we're going to talk about. And it says, phishing, smishing, and vishing. All designed to steal your identity. I don't know what smishing and vishing even mean, Nicole.
Okay, well, it's good that you know what phishing is, right?
So yes.
Phishing is when someone text messages or, I'm sorry, when someone emails you. So traditionally, phishing is done through email, and it's all designed to get your sensitive information. So they're basically throwing out a hook and trying to hook you into getting that. So smishing is when they do that via text message, because text messages are called SMS. So you can see smishing. So phishing is email. Smishing is text message. And then I thought this was really interesting when I was doing some research for this segment. Vishing is actually when they call you on the phone. And so I thought that was so cool. Not cool, but interesting, because, you know, 20 years ago, that's how scams started. People would pick up the phone and call you, right? And so 20 years later, we're back circular around to telephone scams. And so that's really what we're going to talk about today is vishing. And that's voice phishing, okay? So that's where the V comes. So you got phishing, email, smishing, text message, and vishing, which is voice, so over the phone. And so your cell phone may ring, your home phone may ring, you get a call and you say hello, and they ask you, they say, hey, we're just calling to verify information about your Social Security or your insurance or your, insert whatever. And they're basically they're going to ask you some questions and say, okay, well, can you verify your name for us? Sure, absolutely, Nicole Thomas, no problem. Okay, well, can you verify your address? All right, that's public record, no problem. You give it to them. And so they get you on this roll where they're asking you questions, and the questions that they're asking you seem benign. And then they start kind of, well, why don't you tell me a little bit about your health plan? Do you have those numbers handy? Or yeah, exactly. So they get you on the phone. And it's really interesting. This scam, I would think that it would target people who are older, because they tend to answer the phone. If you have a teenage kid, they never answer their phone. I have a 21-year-old and I can't ever get her to answer the phone. So the scammers are actually targeting people in the ages of 40 to 80, because those are people who answer their phones when they get a telephone call. So this is a scam that is prevalent on the phone. You're going to get a call. If you get a call and people start asking questions, you want to get their information. Turn it around on them. Ask them some questions. Where are you calling from? What's your ID number? Can I call you right back? Get a telephone number. And then hop off the phone with them, get on the internet, and do some cross-checking. Cross-check that telephone number that they gave you with the name of the company. Does it match? Go to the name of the company's website directly and get that telephone number and call them back. So some of these calls may be legit, because you never know what's real and what isn't, but it's always best to do your research. So if you get those calls where people are asking questions and it just sounds a little bit strange, you either want to hang up or you want to start asking them questions, because as I've told you before, scammers hate it when you ask questions. When you ask them questions, they tend to just hang up on you. Then you know it's a scam. So do your research and don't answer any questions if you get a telephone call that is seeking to kind of pry around and poke around and get some information about you.
Well, definitely good to know. If we feel like we have been scammed any of these ways, we can still call you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can call us here at the BBB. You can report it to bbb.org/scam tracker. We love when you do that, because when you put that information in, other consumers can go and look and see what scams have been perpetrated near them, and they may be able to avoid a similar fate. So always report it to the BBB, and remember, never click the link and hang up if you think that somebody is on the other line scamming you.
All right, good to know, Nicole. I always look forward to these segments. You have a good one until next week.
Talk to you next week.
Podcasts by Federated Media.